bless you for coming. Reading from the book of Isaiah tonight, if you have your Bibles with you. Book of Isaiah, chapter number 41. Let's look at verse number 17. Book of Isaiah, chapter number 41. Look at verse number 17. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. O open rivers in high places, fountains in the midst of the valleys, I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I want to read it again. It's these two verses of Scripture. When the poor and needy, that's a big category of people, seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. These two verses of Scripture has much meaning tonight. I'd like to preach a message, if God be my helper, on spiritual dehydration. Spiritual dehydration. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful once again, Lord, that we're able to assemble at Upper Room Fellowship. Lord, we acknowledge you and what you're doing. We thank you for another opportunity to share the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. We are a poor and a needy people. God, we are a people that desires a fresh touch of glory. We desire, Lord, for you to lift us up. We desire, Lord, for us to come out of our weak conditions. And, oh yes, Lord, that we can see our need to be fervent in spirit and stirred in our hearts. We want to look to the higher power that is in God to establish us and to make us a true disciple of Jesus Christ. Lord, we need a stirring. We need help. We need revival. We need a move of God. What he's ever accomplished in this service, we will forevermore praise you. And everyone that loved the Lord said amen.
Amen.
And you may be seated. I'd like to compare this tonight, amen, to spiritual dehydration, referring to an athlete, a runner. Amen. And this is his story. He said, I heard it, and I also read it. As long as I've been running, it's always been the same message. Drink plenty of water. All along most race courses are water stations, and most runners slow down to drink a cup of cool water. Keeping your water level up is critical when you run. If you get slightly dehydrated, you will not run well. If you get mildly dehydrated, you will become disoriented. If you get seriously dehydrated, you can die. It's serious business. He said the first year I ran was in 1991, and I was inexperienced, and I passed water stop after water stop, occasionally drinking a swallow or two. I felt good, and I wasn't going to waste precious seconds drinking water, even though it was hot and a very humid day, but I made a big mistake. As I neared the final mile, I hit the wall. My energy level dropped to zero. I began having to walk some, and I realized I would have to work hard just to finish. I did not make it across the line, but only with a tremendous headache and hardly enough energy to walk. I learned a lesson that day. Stopping for water doesn't exactly slow you down. In fact, it will, amen, run a better race if you do drink water. The bottom line is that your body is simply not designed to function without water. Oh yes, just in the same way our spiritual need depends on stopping for regular drinks of spiritual water.
Yes.
This dilemma for busy believers is finding time to invest in reading the Word of God and meeting with God in prayer. Just like the runner intent on reaching the finish line, we tend to run a better race if we will stop for some spiritual water. Finishing the Christian race at all may depend upon it. And runners who don't ever slow down to drink may stumble off the course far short of the finish line. Oh yes, I saw a man become dehydrated just a mile from the finish line. Strangely, he didn't seem to recognize that anything was wrong. He was swaying from one side as he walked, mumbling over and over. He said, I'm fine, I'm just fine. But he was so disoriented that he didn't even recognize his own sick condition. Oh. But don't let us become spiritually dehydrated.
Right.
You may not even be able to recognize it. Stop today to drink some cool and living water.
Amen.
For this is very serious for those who run this race with patience, that we should lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us. Let us run. Let us run this race with patience. But let us lay aside every weight in sin that so easily besets us. Church, I begin to meditate upon this, that many Christians today have become spiritually dehydrated. Amen. We know just as well as the story was saying, we do need water. Amen. For function for our body. We know that we can go a period of time without food, but we can go just a short length of time without water. If you don't drink water or fluids, you will become dehydrated and you will die. Amen. That's the only end that it can be. It will result in death. Amen. You know how people are, amen, physically when their kidneys quit functioning. They want to put them on dialysis. And we know that's what keeps them alive. You know, your kidneys must function. You must put water therein. And your kidneys must function in order to live. Because if we don't take in the water, amen, we will die. So I know many in the church does not recognize their spiritual condition because they don't see their need from the source that we have day in and day out, week after week, Wednesday night, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. We have become spiritually dehydrated. I mean, as the church in the whole, as a church in general, many Christians are in places. They are, amen, it's just like they're in a comfort zone. It's just like, amen, it's no more to see a need to move forward. It's no more to see a need to pray. It's no more to see a need to be spiritual. They're in a relaxed condition. They're in a settled state. And therefore, they don't see their need to drink. Oh, yes. It's just about what y'all been saying about the saying of a horse. You can lead him down to the water, but you can't make him drink. That's the way it is with Christians. You can offer a message. Amen. But you can't make them pray. You can't make them study. You can't make them read the Word. You can't make them build an altar. It's something they have to do within themselves. If they don't build a relationship, if they don't build an altar, God help us tonight. Amen. We will become spiritually dehydrated. And we will, amen, we will die spiritually. That's just as simple can be. And church, we must rely upon what God has given us for a source of help. That's what he said here. And I begin to think upon these scriptures that we are a poor and needy people. Amen. They seek water and there is none. Amen. Because the churches are dried up. Amen. Their altars are dried up. The preacher is dried up. The Spirit has left the church. The Spirit of the Lord no longer dwells there because it's works of flesh. It's entertainment. But saints of God, for that remnant, for the holy, for the hungry, for the thirsty, there is a supply of water. Amen. There's always a supply. Amen. His well never runs dry. Glory to God. And God help us to see our need. Amen. To draw from the well, as I preached not too long ago. Drawing from the well. And I'm telling you, saints of God, that's what I want to do. I want to draw from the well. But seeing that they was poor and needy, but they sought for water and there was none. And their tongue filleth for thirst. But I, the Lord, will hear them. Oh, that's comfort. He said, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. He said, I will open rivers in high places. That's why he said, for he that believeth in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make this wilderness a pool of water. He said, I will make the wilderness. That's the way Christians are. They're in a wilderness. Amen. They're in a dry and a thirsty.
thirsty land. And he said, I'm going to open up a wilderness, a pool of water, and in the dry land they shall be streams of water. Now, when I was growing up, amen, we had a well out from the house. And therefore, after a period of time, they bought a pump to pump that water out of that well. Amen. There's nothing like good well water. When I was a kid, that's what we had, was well water. Amen. Praise the Lord. It was pumping out of the well, right into the faucet, right into the house. And therefore, we always had cool, fresh water. Amen. You know how it is for the older ones that, amen, had a well, and they'd have to take the bucket down into the well and draw all the water from the bucket out of the well to have cool water. But the thing about that well was, rats could get in it. Other kind of varmints could get in it, maybe, or whatever kind of little creature may get into the water. But I don't want any kind of stagnated water, do you? I want good, cool, refreshing water, good, clean water. Amen. When they take the well, they cap it off. Amen. With a concrete slab. And therefore, that nothing can get inside. Amen. Not unless some way it can come through the ground, a tunnel through the ground, somehow or other, get into the well. Amen. But they put that big concrete slab over the top of that well. And therefore, we could draw from the well just as much as we desired to draw. And it was always fresh. Amen. You know how it was at Moody Springs, going, amen, towards Stump House Tunnel, up that mountain. They had a little place there you could pull off on the side of the road that they called Moody Springs, and that water was just running out of that mountain. And people would take jugs, and they'd fill up their jugs from that spring, because it was spring water coming out of the mountain, coming off the streams there, amen, down through the mountain. And people wanted that spring water. I'm talking about real spring water coming out of the well. I'm telling you, saints of God, that's the way it is in the refreshing coming from the presence of God. Amen. He's going to open up those high places for us, right in the midst of wilderness, right in the midst of trial, right in the midst of famine, right in the midst of our need. He's going to give us, amen, the pools of living water, fountains of living water. Amen. Right in the dry seasons that we're walking in. We're walking in dry seasons. It's barren. It's amen. Oh yes, it's dusty. It's difficult. In our way of travel, we travel for so long, but we've been dry. Amen. We've been complacent. We've been in a place that we couldn't move for God. But I'm telling you, he said, I'm going to give you water, springs of water in the dry. There's springs, there's pools, amen, of water. Just think about it, in God. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants to wade out into the things of God. He wants us to be hungry. He wants us to be thirsty. And he goes on to say this, I will plant in the wilderness the cedar tree, the myrtle tree, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together. What was God saying? That you may see and know and consider and understand altogether that the hand of the Lord has done this and the Holy One of Israel has created it. I will produce your cause, said the Lord. Amen. Bring forth your strong reasons, says the King of Jacob. And until he said, show the things that are come hereafter, that we may know, amen, that we may know, saints of God, it is God. He's declaring his mighty hand to work. He's declaring his glory in the heavens. He's declaring his power in this earth. There is none like unto God, like I preached this morning. He said, I will say to Zion, behold, behold them, and I will give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. Amen. For I beheld, and there was no man even amongst them, and there was no counselor that when I asked of them could answer a word. Behold, they're all vanity, their works are nothing, their molded images are just wind and confusion. But he said, my servant whom I behold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighted, I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. Amen. He said, a bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Yes, Jesus. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Amen. Thus saith the Lord. He has created the heavens and stretched them out. He that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, has called thee in righteousness, and hold thine hand. I will keep thee and give thee a covenant for the people, for a light to the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord. This is my name and my glory, where I give to answer, to give to another. Amen. Neither my praise the graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. But sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. He that go down to the sea and all this therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities therefore lift up their voice. Yes, just lift up their voice. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. But he said this, they shall not be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven enemies, that say to the molded images, ye are gods. But he said this, who is blind but my servant, or deaf as the messenger that I sent? Who is blind is he that is perfect, and blind is the Lord's servant, seeing many things, but thou observeth not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake, and he will magnify the law and make it honorable. Amen. That when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And when through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When I walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Oh, praise God. And I'm telling you, saints of God, we come to know, amen, for those who have become spiritually dehydrated, amen, there's a time, you know what I refer to, that spiritual dehydration is for the people that's not established. They don't have their roots deep enough. They don't know what it is to establish themselves in the faith. They don't know what it is to build an altar. All they want to consider is 2 or 3 minutes of prayer and maybe 5 minutes here and there. Amen, that's what they did, try to develop their spiritual walk in. But it can't be 2 or 3 minutes here and 5 minutes there. It must be a steady flow. It must be a giving of God, amen, to us in our hearts, giving back to him worship and praise and discipline ourselves to be a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why they have become spiritually dehydrated. They're dependent upon 2 and 3 minutes. They're dependent upon 5 minutes here and there. They're dependent upon a few verses of Scripture, not a few chapters, not 3 or 4, just 2 or 3 verses to carry them through. They become spiritually dehydrated. It's because they don't see their need to get relaxed, and they think they can get, amen, no more, I guess, nourishment than that. But saints of God, we must grow in the nourishment of the Lord and what he's given to us. We must grow therein. We must see our need. Amen. Just like planting a garden. If you don't water the garden, it's not going to produce. It don't matter how much you plant. It don't matter how many seeds you put in the ground. If it don't have water, it's not going to make it. Are you with me? It has to have water to produce. Let me produce. Let my life reflect Christ. God help us tonight. God help me. I want my life to become fruitful. I want to have the abundant life here. I want to share and have something to share. I want to give and have something to give. Amen. I want my life to be plentiful. I want to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. God help me. Let me see my need not to become spiritually dehydrated. I got to see my need to drink for myself. To drink and to drink and to drink. There's pools of water. There's springs of water. There's even fountains, glory to God, that God has provided for his people. He said there's poor and there's needy. There's poor and there's needy ones. Amen. There's some that sit among us, don't know how to drink. Amen. Some get strangled. Amen. Some in their walk with God, amen, is their lives have become stagnant. Stagnated. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Do you believe that even in God's sight, with some Christians who have become lukewarm, that their soul stagnated? They begin to stink. They begin to stink. Amen. That's why he said, you need to be hot or cold, but if you lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Amen. God hates lukewarmness. Amen. And Christians come to the state that way. Some Christians do. Amen. They're hypocritical. Amen. They're playing. Oh, yes, religion. They're playing with the things of God. But we must take it seriously. We must see our need to be obedient. We must see our need to be humble. We got to see our need to cry out. Amen. Oh, yes. There's none like it unto God that can help us. He's He's my source of strength, right in the time of my wilderness, right in the times of my struggle, right in the times of my battle. He's given me a pool of water. He's given me a fountain of water. He's given me wells of water, wells of salvation. Let me refer to that scripture right quickly too. It's in Isaiah also. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 12. Amen. In Isaiah. Said, in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Thou which was angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thy comforts of me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall he draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thy inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee.
That's right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody got to have to help me now. Also in Isaiah, we said, long about around chapter number 55, long about in there, if I can find it right quickly. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes. Here it is. He said in 55:1, hold, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat.
Yes.
Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price.
That's right.
Saying this, that essential for salvation is a genuine spiritual hunger and thirst, like Brother Frankie was preaching Wednesday night. And also for forgiveness and for a right relationship with God. It is based upon a sacrificial death of the true Messiah. And therefore we must hunger and thirst for God's righteousness and the power of his kingdom to continue to be vital. Amen. Conditions for receiving the fullness of the Spirit of God.
Yes.
And come to the waters. Come on.
Amen.
Get a drink. Get a drink.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Lord. Amen. Brother Isaac, can you give me a drink?
Oh, yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nothing like water. Amen. Glory to God. I'm drinking more water now than I ever have in my life for the body, that is. And I want it for the soul also. Amen. Glory to God. I'm trying to get used to drinking water. But what's really helped me? Amen. They got these little water flavors. If I drink a lot of water, a lot of times, sometimes it makes me nauseated. It makes me, you know how it is. Sometimes you drink a good bit of water, you have to get used to it. And amen. So therefore, I put a little flavor in, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, sort of flavor the water. Amen. Praise God. The flavoring is the Holy Ghost, spiritually speaking. The Holy Ghost is one that gives up, amen, flavor to the soul. It brings, amen, such an uplifting to us to know we have the comforter inside. We have the teacher inside. Amen. Glory to God. We have the water. We need something for more strength to rely upon. And that is the comforter. We must rely upon the comforter. We must depend upon him. We must realize who he is and what he come to do in this earth. He is with us. He is a comfort. Oh, yes. And I know the God of all comfort. He's given to us the comforter. Amen. To rely on, church, and to depend upon. That's like putting that flavor into the water. Amen. Recently, I bought that strawberry lemonade flavor for the water, and I just drink it almost every day. I take two or three to work, and I pour it in. I just drink and drink and drink and drink. Amen. It satisfies me. Amen. Oh, yes. And I keep going back and keep going back and buying little boxes of flavor, and I pour it in and pour it in and pour it in. I hardly ever drink a glass of tea anymore. I used to be a heavy tea drinker. Oh, yes. I still like it. Amen. But I'm trying to get away from the sugar, even though I do drink some sodas sometimes and some fountain drinks sometimes, and I like to wean off of that just to fully depend upon water. Water. Amen. That's the best source. Amen. We can ever take in from the body. Is that right? Is that water? Water, water, water. The body needs water. Amen. Oh, yes. The runner, to run the race, to run those courses, the cross runner, he needs water, water. He come to find out, I must stop at the water station. I must take the time to drink. It's going to carry me on to the finish line. I'm going to make it. I can afford to become spiritually dehydrated. Spiritually. God, help me to be alive. Help me to take in a prayer. Help me to take in the word. Help me to, amen, to feed my soul. Let me have a little drink. I need something to drink. I'm thirsty. God, help me. Give me some. Give me some water in me. He said, I'm going to provide. I have springs of water for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But too many have become spiritually dehydrated. Oh, they come in a relaxed state, I say. Oh, yes, they've come too relaxed. They don't see their need to go forward. They don't see their need to press on. They don't see their need to hunger more. They don't see their need to be obedient. They don't see their need to be faithful. Amen, because they don't know what it is to drink. To drink. It's like this. All right, you mothers, when you had an infant, you give an infant water.
Oh, yeah.
Most infants strangle on water. Take the milk. We give a little bit of water, but a lot of times they strangle on water. They can't take the water. The infant. Guess the mothers know more about it. But what I've seen in my children, different ones, you start, they get all strangled on that water. But you give them the milk, and even though milk ain't a whole lot of difference, I don't guess, but amen, it seems like they can take the milk a lot better than the water. Amen. Babes in Christ. Babes in Christ. Amen. But God gives His children, amen, water. Amen. Glory to God. We got to know how it is. We can't just keep getting strangled on it. Amen. Oh, yes. We can't get to become so strangled on water. We got to know how to drink. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Some Christians may lack the water. Amen. Amen. But I want to know what it is to drink from a fountain. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You know how it is when you cup your hand. Amen. You try to get a little water and you try to drink it. You can't get too much when you cup your hand. You know what I'm saying? If you're down on the riverbank and when that, amen, that pure water runs over that rock and you try to cup your hand and you try to drink it this way. Amen. Glory to God, it just runs off between your fingers and down your hand. Amen. You don't get too much water that way. I want to draw from the bucket. Amen. I want to draw from the well. I want to get in. I want to get in over my head. I got to go out there where it's at. Amen. I can't be drinking from my hands. I can't be drinking from a saucer. I can't be drinking from a cup. I gotta drink from the well. I gotta have a bucket, church. I gotta have a 5-gallon bucket. And then it goes on to a barrel. Amen. Glory to God. I want to get him something that's gonna help me. I got to way out into the deeper things of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want it just, amen, just to cool my tongue. I want to be cool all over. I want to refresh it in the spirit. I want to be alert in my soul. I want to receive from God, don't you? I don't want to become spiritually dehydrated.
Amen, brother.
Oh, God help us. Too many have become spiritually dehydrated. You think about it. They don't really know how to drink. Strangled. Get all choked up. Amen. But they try again. They keep trying again. Amen. Amen. But until they fall in love with Jesus, until they come to that place to full surrender, until they come to that place to giving themselves, until they come to that place to know what it is to drink, know what it is to draw from the well, to know what it is, amen, to reach out and get a hold of God and know what it is. Listen, especially we young people, a lot of young people today, they don't know what it is to drink. Amen. Oh, yes. All they want to do is fellowship with other young people. Amen. And get into the wrong things and begin to do the wrong things. That's why a lot of these churches, amen, with their youth, amen, they're not teaching them to build an altar. They're not teaching them. All they want to do is go to Six Flags over Georgia and play basketball and baseball and football and never know what it is to drink from the well. Never know what it is to have a relationship. Don't know what it is to pray. Amen. To deliver a 15-minute sermon. Amen. Pat them on the back and say you're doing good. Well, let's play football next Saturday. Amen. Let's go to entertainment places. That's what they're tied up in. That's why they have these big, what do you call it? Family life centers. Amen. I walked into a church not too far from here at a yard sale. And they had their yard sale inside their worship, not worship center, but what do you call that?
Family life center.
Family life center, there it is. Of course, that family life center. Worship center is the part, church part of it, but the family life center, that's what I was looking for. But I walked in there, what did I see? It's like a gymnasium. Basketball goals. One end to the other. See what they got to offer to young people? They don't teach and preach such a relationship with God. They have to offer them something else just to keep the crowd coming in. That's how they keep them coming in. That's why you got these big mega churches. Because they got so much to offer. All the spiritual things are left behind. All the deeper things of God are left behind. They're not being taught. Sanctification is not being taught. It's not being preached. The Holy Ghost baptism, the gifts of the Spirit. All they want to do is keep them going. Just keep, if we can keep the young people doing something. Amen. We got to keep them doing something. Amen. I didn't grow up that way. The way I grew up as a young person in the Lord, amen, going and doing something was revivals and camp meetings. Amen. Glory to God. I didn't have to keep on going and Six Flags. Flags and this. I've never been to Six Flags. I've never been to Carowinds. Never been. Never desired to go. That's all people want to do. Entertainments. Keep the young people going. Amen. They have their car washes. And lust is going on at the same time. Amen. What draws them in because of them old, amen, those shorty shorties and all the things they're offering when they bend over to wash those cars and saying we want a little donation for our church to go to, amen, some kind of foreign country to offer Jesus Christ. Okay, it don't work that way, church. Amen. Glory to God. We got to have a genuine relationship, a true hearted conversion. Amen. To get down with it, reach our deep enough to get where we need to be in God. It's not being taught. Amen. Oh, yes. I've said it before and I say it again. One of the reasons. And the most reason why this nation has become what it is because of the pulpits. The lack of teaching and the lack of preaching. Amen. They build it on godly principles. Amen. George Washington said it. Abraham Lincoln said it. The other president had based it upon. They knew what it is when godly principles and good morals. Amen. Glory to God that this country was based upon. Amen. They had good morals. They had good ethics. They had good teachings. In God we trust. They want to put on our currency. Oh yes, that's what they wanted to do. Ever since 1866, they put in God we trust on our currency. Amen. But no more are they trusting in the living God. Amen. Oh yes. They have worshiped. They have made their gods. And it's the American dollar now. It's prosperity in America. It's because amen. Oh yes. The churches of today have failed to teach and to preach God's word. Amen. To a world like we're living in today. In a nation like we're living. It started right in the church, brother. Amen. The failure has been in the churches. Amen. Because men have become relaxed. It's because, amen, they want to, amen, what do you call it, just tipping toward through the tulips. Amen. They don't want to preach against sin. They don't want to name sin. Amen. Oh, yes, they don't want to say homosexuals. They don't want to say lesbians. They don't want to get into the depthness of things. Amen. Oh, amen. Oh, yes, everything's good. Everything's lovely. Amen. We have a church. We have a mega church. We have everything to offer. Come on in. I've come to know. And the humble places of worship, just like what we have right here. There's a lot of people will not enter through those doors because we don't have nothing to offer them that they like to have. Right? Amen. They want the luxurious things, even in the churches. They want the padded pews. They want all the temperature to be right. They want everything to be just right. Amen, Lord. If you don't have everything to offer to my children, I will not attend your church. If you don't have children's church, if you don't have a class for the primary and for the juniors and so on and so forth, and amen, this and that, and entertainments and basketball and this and that, they don't see their need to come. Because they don't know what it is to drink. They don't know what it is to drink. They don't know what it is to walk with Jesus. They don't know what it is to surrender their life to God. They don't know what it is. Amen. I want a good humble place to worship. I want people to love the Lord. If we have to sit on old camp meeting pews or not on a log or whatever we have to do. Amen. Oh yes, God help us. We become too relaxed. We become too comfortable. Amen. We can't see our need to move forward. Amen. We have to get beside ourselves. Amen. Glory to God. We got to get called away in the Spirit. We need a touch of God. We need help in what God can give us. Amen. God help us. It's springs of water. It's fountain. There's places for us, church. Don't become spiritually dehydrated. Drink, drink, keep on drinking. He has all that you need if we just know how to drink. Oh, yes. You got to know how to drink. Does it come natural to drink? Oh, God help us. We need the God to help us, church. Oh, we got to drink plenty of water. Oh, we got to drink it. We got to keep on drinking. God help us to rely upon you. Oh, yes. You believe a man can go on a 40-day fast with just water? Sure he can. Sure he can. Water will carry him through. He can do without food for 40 days. But can a man go 40 days without water? Can he go 40 days without a drop of water? What will happen? Hydration was sure set in. Well, way before 40 days. A wife's a nurse. What happens when a person becomes dehydrated? Electrolytes. What is it else? Everything starts to go down. Not to function. Our bodies can't function. We can't go on. We have to have water. Oh yes. Our water source here in America. You know when they say a drought? And we're in drought conditions now. You can pass Lake Hartwell. It's doing better than what it was a year or so ago whenever it was when it was low. Amen. You know, they call for drought, and they have drought committees, and when things get serious, they call for meetings. They try to do what they can to cut the water supply, and then they'll cut it at your house if you mow your lawn or keep your lawn watered, I could say, if you keep it watered to mow the lawn like you'd have it to be and how beautiful you'd like for it to be. Amen. They can even place a fine in certain counties, you know, if the water supply is not there, and if they find you with pressure washers and watering your lawn, it can result in a fine. Goes that far. The things like that, that nature. The saints of God, amen, we must depend upon the water sources. Amen. Oh yes. Kiwi Lake is a water source, a good water source. Amen. Duke Power runs, amen, their well pumps there and their, for their power plant, amen, from Lake Kiwi. It's a man-made lake, and they built it in the 60s. And therefore, it's run by Duke Power, and they have to pull in that water, and they have to let it out, and they have to function, amen, through their water systems, amen, for that plant source there to run the power that we need right here to run these lights right here. It always is a source of water. Amen. It runs with power. Amen. Oh, yes, it runs through our systems. Amen, church, we need water. We need water to function everything in our bathrooms. Amen. And for the body, everything comes, amen, water. You even got to have water in your automobile. And without water, what will happen? It's going to run hot. It can't function. It can't run. It'll die on you without water. Is that right? How much mixture of water is with gasoline? Where's the oil supply? The gas supply? Amen. What if all these things were cut off? You think about it. What if there's a lack of gasoline? What if there, oh yes, a lack of oil? Amen. And lack of water. What shall this nation become without all these sources? We need the, amen, all the resources that we can take in. But God has greater resources for the child of God. It must be spiritual. It must be a function. And you know, I want to be able to function spiritually. That's the thing about it. Amen. We must know what it is to function spiritually. To know what it is to rely on the Holy Ghost. To know what it is to seek God. To know what it is to draw from the well. To know what it is to take the Word. To know what it is to read it and study it and meditate upon it and take it in and apply it to our daily life and walk in it. Therefore, I'm thirsty. I need water. Come, hold. You get thirsty, just let Him come on and drink. But what God is given is not bought or purchased with money. God gives us spiritual drink. He gives us spiritual supply. Amen. Glory to God. We're not dependent upon currency to buy it. We're dependent upon dedication. We're dependent upon commitment. We're dependent upon because we're going back to the well. We know what it is to walk in the Spirit. We know what it is to be spiritual. We know what it is to put on the horn of God. We know what it is to be obedient. We know what it is, amen, to walk with Him, church. Amen. What have we have become in a whole as America? Too many Christians are so spiritually dehydrated. Amen. He labeled it like this as a runner. I guess we can label it the same way with Christians. He labeled some, amen, slightly dehydrated, moderately dehydrated, or seriously dehydrated. He said now, amen, for oh yes, for he that is slightly dehydrated, he will not run well. But if you get moderately dehydrated, you will become disoriented. So we got too many disoriented Christians, is that right? But if you get seriously dehydrated, you can die. So I guess that's what it leads into. Oh yes, glory to God. It's slightly from the start. It gets a little worse, moderately. And it gets severe, seriously dehydrated. That's the last stage. That's why we've always referred to that backslide. Man, that's backsliding don't take place just overnight. It's over a period of time.
That's right.
All the drifting away and all the slackness and all the indifferent things leaves him. And first, amen, he becomes dehydrated, very seriously dehydrated, and he has died. He has backslid on God. A backslider is filled in all his ways. And therefore, he can't see his need to get back on his feet. He can't see his need to go back to the well. Oh, he can't see his need. He's done drifted away from God. He done drifted away from the shore. He can't see his need no longer to get back to the well. He can't see his need, not the 10 lepers when one just went back to give thanks. The 9 walked away. Only 1 came back. So I said, God, you think about this. That one. Amen. Desires to be spiritual. That one who wants to go to the well. Amen. We can preach a message for all. Amen. But all will receive it. We'll all receive it. God help us, church. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. need a stirring now. We need a spiritual awakening. God help us to be ready, to be stirred,
amen,
and receive help from God. I preach in church tonight. Help me preach. Amen. Glory to God. What have we become as a nation? What have we become as a people? Are we poor and needy? Do we need water? Oh God, help us. There's water. What happened with Elijah when the brook dried up? Amen. The brook was dry. There was a famine in the land. Amen. Glory to God. There was something that was going on when the brook dried up, but God was going to sustain Elijah. God provided for him.
Yes.
He'll provide for us, church. He hadn't led us out here in this wilderness to die. He has not done that. He's not led me out here in this trial to die. He's not led me out here in this valley to die. There's water in the valley. There's water in the wilderness. Amen. There's water on the mountain. Amen. There's water to receive everything that we need, saints of God. There is an abundant supply. Amen. For the child of God. If we can walk and walk with Christ. Amen. Church, we can be spiritual. I don't want to become spiritually dehydrated. You. I want to see my need to drink. I want to see my need. Amen. To humble myself and come down to the well. Come down to prayer. Humble myself before God. Say, God, help me. Give me water to drink. Give me something. I'll refresh my thirst. Refresh me, God. Let me be refreshed in the presence of the Holy Ghost. There is times of refreshing coming from the presence of the Lord. Amen. There's times I see a refreshing coming forth from the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
But God, I need a refreshing. God, I need a stirring. God, I need a spiritual awakening. Amen. But too many Christians have become spiritually hydrated. God help us. What we need, church, we need something. Praise God.
Yes.
We need water. Can you say amen?
Yes.
We need water.
Yes.
We need water. We need water.
Right.
We need revival.
Yes.
We need rain. We need rain. We need the Holy Ghost rain.
Yes. That's right.
We need the water. If the church is going to produce, it must have water. Amen. We must be watered down with the Spirit. Praise God. Is God going to send that latter rain? Formal and latter rain. I believe in the latter rain of His Spirit. I believe when I preach from the book of Joel and the other service, amen, referring to that latter rain, amen, referring to the great Jehovah God, I believe in the last day He will pour out His Spirit upon His people, upon His servants. I believe that great outpouring in the last day has become upon us, church, and we need that latter rain. We need it now. Amen. We need the water. We need it. Praise God. There's a drown in America. There is a spiritual drought, spiritual conditions, spiritual dehydration. And what shall we do? We got to know how it is to get the water. We got to get the water somehow.
Amen, brother.
We got to get the water. Amen. We got to dig some wells. Over in Sudan, I watched a program. Amen. When they go drill wells over there, because the people were drinking creek water, muddy water, the same water that cows was drinking from. You see them when they have the swelled stomachs. Their stomachs are swelled, even those little small children. It's diseases from the water. They take in the diseases from the water. It's because the water may be stagnated, or it's not pure drinking water. They drink the same water, muddy water, drinking the same water that the cows were drinking. So they go over there and they take $3,600 to drill a well. When they drill that well, I watched it on TV a few years back sometime. When they drilled that well and that water started coming out, it was just like party time. I mean, those children had a time. Adults just like the children. They'd run around those machines, amen, it's pumping that water. And they didn't know what it was, just to have water, brother. Just to have water. We take our water source here for granted, don't we? What if you had to go home and turn on your spigot and it come out muddy water? Would you drink it? You would, if, amen, to live, if that's all we had. You drink it. That's what they had to do to live. Oh, yes, and many diseases come from that stagnated water, that muddy water, that unpure water. It was unpure. It was not, amen, good enough to drink, but they was drinking it anyway. And it causes disease. It caused many to die. Amen. Not only from starvation, but their water source was not good enough. It was not good enough. They couldn't provide good pure water for the children. And many died as a result of that. So they pump and they dig for the wells. And when that pure water come out of that ground, oh, it was the best thing that ever happened. You know, brother, if we get in that place spiritually speaking and really know what it is to drink from the well, know what it is to trust God, to know what it is to wade out to the deep, and know what it is to reach out there and get a hold of God, it's like that water coming out of the ground.
Amen.
Going to be so refreshing and so cool. Amen. Oh, yes. We know what it is to receive the pure water. We've got to get down there where it's pure, brother. Amen. Too many. It's stagnated. It's muddy. It's dirty. It's not fit to drink. Not no good. Won't do you no good. Cause you to die. Have disease. Oh, but it's spiritual water. That's why he said, amen. What did he do? And what did he say that he will do here in the verses of Scripture? I'm coming to a close. In Isaiah, what I read to you there in chapter number 41, this is what he said. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. He's got rivers in high places, fountains in the midst of the valley. And I will even make the wilderness a pool of water. And then in the dry land, springs of water. You think about that. High places, valleys, wilderness, and dry land. It's always water, brother. That I, the Lord, is going to hear. I'm going to help my children. I can't overlook my children. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Just like our brother said, you know, amen. The Lord loves us so much. He loves us so much. God's saying, I don't have no grandchildren. I don't want to have children. He don't have no place for no grandchildren, does he? We're all his children. Amen. He don't have no place for grands like we do. Amen. We're his children. We are his children. We're not his great or his grand. We're his children.
Yes.
We're the first ones that come forth. We're the first ones that's been birthed. We're the first ones at the altar. We're the first ones who have cried. We are the same children, the children of the youth. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Amen. Cry out to God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. How many believe that?
Amen.
Oh, let's come pray about this message, church. God help me. Oh, just God help me not become spiritually dehydrated. Oh, Lord, I don't want no stagnated water. I got to have pure water. I got to have living water. I got to drink from the well. I got to know what it is to have that bubbling fountain. I got to know what it is. Amen. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. I got